You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're listening to the new Mutual Audio Network. Welcome home.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Hi there, and welcome to the Sonic Society, the world's largest showcase of modern audio drama. And I'm Jack Ward, certainly not coming to you from a moon base.
Moon base, Jack?
Yeah, that's right, David Ault. There's no need for us to go to a moon base when we have our very own TARDIS to leave any time. But this week's episode features two episodes from season two of the popular series Moonbase Theta, out. But first, I was wondering if you, my dear co-host, have any New Year resolutions?
New Year's resolutions. Well, I'm certainly planning to do some traveling because we're about to set off on the No Sleep UK and European tour.
Oh, I didn't hear about this. When's that happening?
Oh, right. Well, it starts on the 8th of January down in Brighton and finishes off about 3 weeks later in Stockholm in Sweden. So we are going all over the UK.
Wow.
And to a few countries in the EU as well.
I was going to say, unless things have changed radically, Sweden is not part of the UK, but I think it would be a nice addition,
yep.
Honestly. It'd be very good for vacationing.
Exactly.
So that's great. And so you're not going to be going to America to do it again this year?
Well, who knows? We would have to see what is written in the stars, but I have no
that's
idea.
True.
So far, but let's just get to February and we'll go from there.
That's a good idea.
And then, of course, come July, there's something very special happening in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada.
Absolutely. We're going to be having MadCon. That's mad-con.com, the modern audio drama convention. That's mad-con.com, www in front of that as you need it. I'm so excited because if nothing else, I'm going to get a chance to see you and all my favorite people.
Yes.
I'm excited because I got to hear from Jeffrey Adams, who's trying to make his plans as well. So we may even have Icebox Radio Theater show up. That would be phenomenal.
Oh,
so many people are sending
in
their requests. And of course, we're going to be digging in the next couple of months to let people know all about the stuff that's going to be going on, updating the website as we move along. I figured it's important to get it going on a monthly basis or every couple of weeks as we get closer and closer.
Mm.
We also have Matt Leong, who's talking about his trip and his voyage on how to get here through his Operation Maple Syrup in the Commons, which is so much fun, to interesting to hear how he gets here. I believe it's from San Diego, all the way from the south into Halifax, Nova Scotia. So I'm going to get a chance to meet like one of our number one fans and a great artist and podcaster on his own.
Definitely.
Matt Leong, too. So that's going to be exciting.
Will Matt be bringing along John Bell and Arnie Kunchbard and Brad Montworth? Because they're from a similar part of the world.
They absolutely will be coming here. As well as, of course, the Amigos, and like just a ton of people. I'm going to be announcing them as we get them verified as time goes by. So that's going to be so exciting. And to be honest, I spent a lot of time getting 2019 Mutual Audio Network off and running. And I wanted to spend a lot of time setting that up. So I'm hoping 2020 will be a return to some more original radio drama from me as well, because I miss all the writing and producing, and I'm excited to say that I've got stuff in the offing, so I'm looking forward to that coming down as well. It's going to be a really fun year. It really is.
Yes.
It'll actually be like the 10th, I think it's the 10th anniversary as well of Sonic Summerstock, if I remember correctly, and that we're going to be producing a lot of those live shows as well from the Sonic Summer Stock on the stage at MadCon. So it's just going to be so much fun. Yes. You got to join up. www.mash-con.com. See David there as our presenter. See me running around like a chicken with my head cut off. It'll be fun.
Yep.
But for now, let's have a listen to season 2 of Moonbase Theta Out. Episodes 1 and 2, right here.
On the Sonic Society.
Recording, this is Roger Regatta Fisher, Communications, Moonbase Theta. As per your explicit instructions, I have begun monitoring the personal messages of all active personnel. Please note my misgivings, as put on official record in the previous week's reporting, and the week before, and the week before that. As your directive remains unchanged, my written report and several relevant audio messages have been attached. The dates include the first week of the shutdown sequence, beginning on August 4th and ending August 10th, 2098. Moonbase Theta, out. Log official reports for the day, schedule for broadcast, compose private message, contact Alessandri. Alex, hi, love. It's a message from your husband sent direct from 36 meters below the Daedalus crater on the far side of the moon. We're live. Well, not when you hear it, but still. I apologize for not sending a longer message until now. I'm sure you can understand the frenzy of this place in the last week or so. Everyone has just one more thing to do before they go into stasis, and one more favor to ask of me as they're going. I have 23 personal favors stacked up on my docket at this point. And of course, each manager is leaving a list of completely conflicting orders and priorities, all of which I intend to ignore. Not much they can do to me now. I'll have my fun in focusing on some of the new tasks I've been assigned, getting into the sanctum sanctorum of the observatory and so on. Gotta make the most of my time on the moon. I'm not sure about maintenance duties, but I'll get my hands dirty in the gardens too. You'd appreciate that. That was one welcome change in the whole thing. The agriculturalist Harold McVett was forced into stasis. They woke up a few days ago and couldn't stop coughing. I'm not saying that's a good thing. I barely knew the guy. The medic on call, Chin, sent them straight to a pod. They aren't staying awake either, so nobody's going to be left to monitor ongoing health conditions. What could possibly happen in 20 weeks of clearing out experiments and shutting down intricate mechanisms and fiddling with the environmental settings that could possibly end with the need for medical expertise? I guess that new security officer, his first aid training. Anyway, old McVett gave up the farm, and you actually know his replacement. Nessa Chong, your fellow floral enthusiast. You remember that weekend during training when she came over for cards and cakes? You spent a solid hour talking hybrids and soil acidity. She was still awake finishing off our bio inventory, and, well, she got drafted. Not that she seems to mind. I definitely don't. Just about everyone else has already packed up, or been packed up, at this point. It's like a ghost ship. But hey, more chocolate to go around, and less arguments about what to make for dinner. You know I'm all about those vat-grown proteins, just like we used to culture back at home. You used to make at home. We know what happens when I cook. You're still feeding yourself, right, love? You haven't evolved into some absolute bachelor eating out of packets while you're absorbed in some book or pocket cast, casts and pulls, scratching at the door, begging for a walk in the world outside that you've abandoned. I've been a little worried. A week without any response could be typical consortium bourgeois, but I thought maybe you were... I had to stay. I know you get that, what this has been to me, even with the Enclave and their, let's call it, obfuscation. I know you don't like it when I use more colorful terms. I head desk constantly over these issues with the comm towers, the restricted contact with the other enclaves, and you know my past with security. This kid is going to push every one of my buttons. It's a mess, but they need me. Not like they have anyone else. I'm comm lead for a team of one. But there's work here I should see to the end. I hope this gets through quick enough. You never know how they'll prioritize things. I hate to leave you hanging. At least you'll hear me in the official broadcast. Alice, I know we've been waiting a long time, and now it's going to be a few weeks longer. Months, I suppose. It hurts here, too. There's a lot I can't wait to say. Looking into your eyes, holding you so goddamn tight. I'm sorry. I'll be home soon. Send message, highest personal priority.
Tomness, convert array feed to audio equivalency. Run in background. Continue correlation and data reduction and alert me if there are any errors. Personal log, Dr. Ashwini Ray, August 7, fileless in the subfolder nested 16 levels under corrupted data, coded to my individual biometrics, next to my other personal folders. It's a quiet evening. I don't know what it is about the universe, but somehow it knows when it's late at night for any given observer, and events diminish in direct correlation. Nothing happens at this hour, even though we're measuring radiation that originated a million years before this sleepy, tedious shift I'm standing. Where did I put my coffee? Coffee, coffee, Jadis, pour out one drop onto the snow. It may be just as well, after all. There's no indication that anyone cares, no one seems to be reading my reports or taking advantage of the backups that I diligently provide. Has anyone shown the slightest inclination to sift from the sky full of information that I filter from our heights to the computers back on Earth? They may be falling right into someone's recycle bin to be no more, for all I can see. It seems all too likely, don't you think? Tumnus? Tumnus, you can talk again. I've said your name several times now.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I wasn't certain of the exact rules regarding a jinx.
I spelled them out exactly. Once I speak your name, you are free to respond.
There is no indication that your data has been deleted from servers in any consortium office on Earth.
But do they care? Do they let the data linger before their eyes? All I hear is automation, automation. Set things up on their own and get thee to a stasis pod. Data and flesh both stored away in case they meet some future economic need. They want me to leave it all in your hands. Well, the equivalency.
I will perform my programming adequately.
Luckily, they don't know that you're secretly on my side.
I'm not sure I can be on a side. My functions are accessible to anyone who holds the passwords.
Never mind. Just keep doing what you're doing, friend. I'll take care of the plans and the plotting. That is why I hide away in my secret lair, after all. Well, that and my fellow Moonbasians sucking in every way humanly possible. I know how they talk about me, that Ashwini hides away in Sir Observatory talking to fantasy creatures. What a flake, what a nut, what a whole kooky cereal bowl. Don't get me wrong, a couple of them are even somewhat cute about it, those timid sideways glances, but you know my rules, work and play. I'll save my closeness for persons with whom, unfortunately, I cannot at the moment be close. There's too much invested here, I will not squander.
Doctor?
Plus, I've seen them all while changing. Believe me, reduced gravity does not do the naked human form any favors.
Doctor?
Science fiction be damned. Yes, what?
I have found an inconsistency in frequency comparison between the beams at timestamp 1336-22085.
Tag correlation error for my review. Add to my personal stack.
I am capable of additional analysis if you require.
Give me this, you'll have the place to yourself soon enough. Examining the extracted data, it's typical of that antenna slippage we had 15 days back. Send a request to Wilder for physical inspection.
Message is sent.
Now, where was I?
In the midst of what you'd call one of your mad scientist rants.
Don't get cheeky.
I'm not sure I can be that, either.
Is anyone else awake currently?
Roger Brigado Fisher Communications is at work in their allotted cubicle.
His cubicle.
Consortium guidelines indicate use of gender-neutral pronouns.
I may not like these people, but I won't ignore one's personal identity. I'll tiptoe past his door to the kitchen. All I need tonight is small talk. How is your husband and your dogs and your...
Those are the primary subjects of his personal conversation.
He'll be in here soon enough, blathering on about both. He's scheduled to provide observational assistance next week. Despite my repeated objections to our glorious off-base management. See that you don't talk to him.
I am required to provide voice output if I'm spoken to in the course
of... Yes, but don't talk to him. Now, snacks. I wonder if any of those seitan skewers made it past dinner. I'll be back in a titch.
Would you like me to end your recording?
Yes, please. Thank you for your service. Shubho Shanta. Goodbye.
Ugh. Addressed to Roger Brigado Fisher, Consortium Enclave Rio, Moonbase Theta. No subject line. Message body as follows. My dear, beloved, tapado, frustrating husband. I'm really trying to be sweet and funny as I should the steadfast partner waiting patiently from home. But I am so goddamn furious with you, and I don't think I can keep up the charade, okay? Roger, love, what the hell? What in the hell are you doing up there? Cass, get down! Go play with your sister! I know you want to say hi to Roger, but he doesn't deserve you right now. I've put up with this for a whole year. A full year, counting when you left for training. You left, and you go up there, and it's 9 months. 9 months! And of course there are the sweet little I love you messages, reports about your day, but nothing substantial. I am trying to wait. I am giving you time, but even when you bring it up, you say, I'm sorry, we'll sort it out when I get home. And that makes sense, it'll be easier face-to-face, but then face-to-face suddenly becomes even further away, and I don't think I can wait any longer. You have to talk to me, baby. You have to give me something real to make it through. It took too long to find each other. I am not giving up, and I'm sure as hell not letting you give up on me.
Você é da comunicação, então fala comigo. Pelo menos fala alguma coisa, usa suas palavras bonitas.
Start from... okay, it's probably not realistic to start from the day you left, but start somewhere. Tell me how you're feeling, what's been inside your head since last year. All the things you haven't wanted to say, I need to hear them. You are too far away to stay this far away. You sound tired. I miss you, Shushu. The dogs miss you. Another whole season has passed in the garden. Oh, you completely missed the Gilaw this year. And the peppers... The hibiscus are still beautiful, but... Right, Tell Nessa I still remember. I'll have cuttings for her when you both get home. She really loved the red hot with the variegated leaves. I should have sent some up with you. Work has been, less than ideal. They've still got me out in the field, inspecting construction works. Another job for the consortium... Not that we work for much of anyone else these days. I don't know if I'll ever get back to a desk. I've just about given up on design. I even applied for a base job. I have that mining experience on my resume from just after university, you know? They wouldn't even consider me. Not your fat, weak-hearted love. I couldn't have shut the house down anyway. Or boarded Cass and Paul. But I thought maybe I could push for... When you're back, you know, we maybe can talk to a therapist? Oh, not the one I see, of course. They really wouldn't be good at it anyway. They kind of specialize in me. But we could find someone. Have you been reading the book of poetry I sent you? There is something on the page... Just a minute, let me just... I have it bookmarked. Aha, here we go. 93. The Auden Piece. The lines, the difference between the ache of being with his love and being alone. I know both sides of that ache, and damn it, I want you back. Talk to me, Roger. I'm right here. I should go pull a few weeds before dark. I'm keeping the garden just like you loved it. Even if you only loved it for me. Close message. Return to background music. Volume level 3. Send.
Thank you for listening. This episode featured Lehman Kessler as Roger, To Zaman as Ashwini, Jen Ponton as Tumnus, and Gabrielle Tsniko as Alex. The episode was written and produced by DJ Silvas. Portuguese translation provided by Marianne Matos. You can find more information, including transcripts, cast bios, and more, at monkeymanproductions.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter under Monkey Man Productions. All sound effects came from freesound.org. You can find notes giving credit on our website. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. We couldn't make this show without the people who provide financial support. You can donate to us through Ko-fi, Coffee, or buy some of our merch through links on our website. You can also support us monthly at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions and get extra perks as a thank you. We might even thank you in our credits. Today we'd like to say thanks to Angela Eldred, Carolyn Mooney, Cass McPhee, Fran Yarger, Mel Hartman, Victoria McCabe, Witchfaced, Kristen Ringling, Nitsa, and Sarah Day for their contributions. We couldn't do this without you. You'll see our next episode in 2 short weeks. Thanks for spreading the word around, and keep watching the moon.
This is a Ninth World Journal. A careless experiment with a teleportation device has left me stranded in random places throughout the Ninth World. While trying to survive in these strange lands, I must find a way to reverse my condition.
A Ninth World Journal is a science fantasy audio drama podcast. Subscribe to listen or visit ninthworldjournal.com.
Humans used to use mythology to explain the world around them. They would look up at the sky and determine that the rising sun was being dragged by a god. Now, we have science to explain everything. But what if we looked at our current world under the same lens of mythology? What if there was a goddess of streetlights, cities, or clocks? What if there were heroes taming cars and digging subway tunnels with massive worms? What would the history of our world be if we only had our imagination to explain it? Main Street Mythology is a new audio drama miniseries from Newton's Dark Room. Every Thursday in May, we'll be releasing new episodes containing the legends of a modern pantheon of gods. To listen to the show, visit newtonsdarkroom.com or search for Newton's Dark Room wherever you get your podcasts. This is urban life told through legends. This is Main Street Mythology. We'll see you over there.
Recording, this is Roger Regatta Fisher, Communications, Moonbase Theta. As per your explicit instructions, I have begun monitoring the personal messages of all active personnel. Please note my misgivings, as put on official record in the previous week's reporting, and the week before that. As your directive remains unchanged, my written report and several related audio messages have been attached. The dates include 2 weeks of the shutdown sequence, beginning on August 11th and ending August 24, 2098. Moonbase Theta, out. Private message, reply, Alessandre, just a minute. Alex, love, I'm glad to hear the garden is still blooming. I know it's always felt like more of your place, you and the unending lineup of deer, raccoons, the occasional marmoset sneaking in to raid the papaya tree. But I did love it there. Not just for you, but for you. For your hands, the thrust into the dirt, humming pop songs we didn't know I could hear, or having our churrasco there on weekends, keeping Cass and Paul out of the street by force of sheer will, or sitting to watch the evening deepen at the end of a day. It's a special place to me, and I miss it. I miss you. I promise, love, when I'm done here, no, I know I can't wait for that. I get what you've been saying. I'm not taking chances with this. I read the poem you mentioned. I like the final stanza better. Whatever view we hold, it must be shown why every lover has a wish to make. Some kind of otherness his own. Perhaps, in fact, we never are alone. I didn't know you applied for a base job. As much as I'm like, God, stay away from the consortium. There are things you'd have loved up here. Things I'd love to have shown you. You've been reaching over all this all this space for so long while I was looking at the stars too hard to even notice. It'd be nice to get to look at them together. Speaking of the stars, I hope they passed on my last report where I was working with Dr. Ray. The work was amazing in such unexpected ways. The wavelengths, the cascading data, and I've carved our initials right into the nebula, don't you worry. Dr. Ray, though, I'm not sure if we're on a first-name basis yet. Is a particular sort of experience. As he tried to put me on the optical telescopes going in, like I wouldn't know how much that's a brush-off. But even when I insisted on a real assignment, he only spoke a few words before handing me over to the computer, and two of those were no chatting. Still not sure what that meant. I was just starting to really understand the feed, right down to the binary, when the week was over and I got the bum rush. Nice while it lasted, I guess. I definitely look at things a lot different when I go up to the surface, which I've done a few times lately. It's a good place to think. I'm glad you're still seeing your therapist. That I didn't ruin that with my... I'm glad you brought him up. Not that you've talked much about it, but I know I haven't asked. Anyway, there are people who specialize in couples, if that's better. Wilder said she knows someone who specializes in triads. Irrelevant, but interesting. Yeah, it's something we should pursue. I want to pursue it. I should get back to work here soon. Things are starting to pile up. There's all sorts of stuff to check off for the next supply rocket. I have to draft a response to all those very important queries from the entertainment wing. Why aren't our technologies professionals more interested in the Neko app that places a small cat at all times in your field of vision? Why isn't everyone jumping on that new Durian option in the olfactory? We've got all of 5 people left awake, but that's still enough for market research. And rights, always. Are we checking the rights? So yes, Agent Taper, be sure to send up those bootleg sensor out tracks, and I'll sell them to the highest bidder. We'll see if that twerp from security is listening in now. He's always lurking in the hall whenever I step out of my cubicle. Anyway, I love you, Alex. I'll send another message as soon as I can, and if you figure out how to digitize chocolate and send it this way, I could make you a very rich man. Call it the WonkaVision experiment. Take care. I promise, dearest, I'm trying. Send message, highest personal priority.
Recording, Michel Langlois, mark for encryption at security level orange, code word storage at... What is it?
We're going to start cleaning the shutdown areas. They said I ought to come get you.
I have official reports to file. Reports, base security, you know.
It was Nessa asked where you were.
Nessa? Tell her I'll find her.
Find her? Well, she gave me a list of assignments and... Oh, never mind. I'll just leave them on your door.
Music up. Door double locked. Remove my location from base tracking. Take me off the radar. Ugh. Fucking body armor. Couldn't let me bring my own. There's full kit stored on base. Not with my binder built in, assholes. Oh, shit. That's better. Olfactory track. Tea. Assam. Milk only. Add a lemon zest. 0.5 strength. Add pain au chocolat. Increase chocolat. Freya, I missed that. Okay. Personal report continues. Code word encryption. It's week 6 on base theta. Replacing officers Deer, Daniels, and Hartman. At least that means I've got room to stretch out. They must have spent most of their time monitoring from here. I've got eyes and ears on every sector. Side note, cleaning crew observed removing contraband from sleep cubicle of Harold McVett. Mark for post-stasis disciplinary action. Replacing a 3-person team isn't great, said Anel Maldor, comes down to it, but the way things are headed on Earth, I'm not surprised. I hope they stuck them right on the wall with Sao Paulo. Managers, too. Brain-dead, intolerant douche rats. At least up here, they went to stasis so I can run things the way that I want. I'm keeping an ear on the chatter around base. It doesn't sound like they've known much of what's really going on. We'll see how things shake out. They could all be in the mines before long. I'd love to see that comm lead do a real day's work. Broadcasting, this is Roger Bergardo Fisher, professional blowhard. I was looking at his file. I don't know why they'd let someone like him come back, even as a civilian. I'll do my best to keep his hands tied, just in case. Remove lemon zest, remove pain au chocolat, add cigarette smoke. Gauloise blonde, 0.25. I'm not sure about this Wilder, either. I'm not against them, you know, like I could be a bigot. But they mess with your brain putting that shit into you. It creeps me out. So, she's on my list. Better safe and blah blah. Side note, tag Wilder for proximity monitor. Alarm at 30 meters. Also, submit info request. How to disable cybernetic limbs. The scientist doesn't worry me. Z is definitely in a world of her own. There's some sort of glitch in the audio there. It keeps cutting out, but I get enough to know Z is in some sort of fairyland. Might have been inhaling that one experiment everybody was talking about. They did tell me coming up here to keep an eye on what Z was working on, but I can't read that shit. I'll send the files down when I have a chance. Then... There is Nessa Chong. Oh, Nessa. She has definitely been the high point of this assignment. I like a partner who knows what they want, but is still open to negotiation. After all, that is one of my special skills. And she has some skills of her own. She's one of a kind, believe me, quite inventive, but at the same time, just so smooth and easy to fall into. Like the picture you have in your head of how it should be, you know. Like when you do it for yourself. So yeah, I'm gonna be after some more of that. What else have I got? Crap from rights management. They can handle that on their own. Report on stasis pods into the bin. That memo.
Dear Officer Langlois, you are to be commended on your work thus far. You have truly found your feet.
Yeah, now that I'm not in your face, you'll love me. Fuck you. Delete, delete, delete. I should go work out. Where'd I put my kit? Strapping down and suiting up. Michel Langlois, badass on patrol. Olfactory off. Personal report. Wait. Show me the location of Nessa Chong. Good. Personal report out. Encrypt and file.
Shut down! Shut down! Shut down already! Power level to zero! God damn it! Well... That is a no on converting the AC to pump out Rescue Remedy at particularly tense moments. Wasted up all my spare vacuum hose, too. Got to tell Nessa, that will not blend. Oh, what now? Dear Miss Wilder, got to train Zier off that Miz nonsense. The recent sewage mishap has caused some spattering across the optical telescopes. Ick. Double ick. Ugh. While I know you have many critical... whatever, buddy. Sure, I'll add it to all my other glory jobs. Computer, update task list and display. That's my last big red. Don't suppose I can talk them into more. No care packages sent during the shutdown sequence. Like they won't have room, but that's none of my business. Anywho. Damn it. Anywho, my task list for the day. Damn it. Back to the surface to clean up the... to clean Ashwini's lenses. Got to be able to get that flare just right. damn it. 1 minute here. Damn it. Got to start taking those tanks up to the surface for the supply rocket. Good thing it's running late, because, so are we. Plus, I gotta show Michelle... damn it! My driving license or some shit like that before he'll authorize the rover. Oh, god damn it! thank you. Took the rest of a good can of pop, though. Well, after that, I got to get back to cleaning out the personal areas. I saw what they look like after Roger and them finished. I'll have to go through things all over again. At least they found the hedgehog. They wouldn't tell me who was keeping it, though. Had to be either Dr. Ringling or Dr. Day. They're gonna find some notes left in their records, though. Let me tell you. I gotta get back to shutting down their experiments, too. The whole bunch. From boosted response to spinal keratin of the terrestrial terrestrial E-word that means hedgehog. That's all I know. And that's where you belong, little fella. To psychoactive intellection within an extreme environment, and I'm tempted to just leave my mask off for that one. I made a deal, though, about the tardigrades. Nessa took a shine to them, and I can't say no to her. Don't know of anyone who can. So, we'll keep that experiment a bit longer. Growth ratios and biological reaction to extended anhydrobiosis due to radiation. I like saying the full names like that. It reminds people that I'm not just a pretty face. And an arm that nobody can take their eyes off of. That's right, darling. You know you're gorgeous. Crush that pop can there for me. That's what I'm talking about. Honey Badger ain't got nothing on us. We don't care. Now, hang on, I'm forgetting a thing. What is it? Not the mining stuff. That's all sorted out. Not that insulator coil. Stasis pods. The piece of shit stasis pod lights that I can't diagnose, and they won't give us the manuals, and ugh, I am so tired of banging my head against that it's not even funny. Actually, banging my head on them is the one thing that I haven't tried. Might be worth a shot. Headbutt to the auxiliary control panel. Bam! Oh, man. I don't know why that's so funny. Maybe I got a whiff of Operation Pixie earlier after all. Well, back to it, I guess. This place won't keep itself running. Not for a few weeks, anyway. And not even then, unless I get a bunch of stuff put in its proper place. Personal reminder, I gotta record a message to Jen and Thea later so that it's ready for the next broadcast date. Maybe read a story for the kids if I can find that copy of Mission to Space I squirreled away for just such. So yeah, I should go. Bye for now, computer. Oh, you can stop recording.
Thanks for listening. This episode featured Lehman Kessler as Roger, Cass McPhee as Michelle, and Tina Daniels as Wilder. The episode was written and edited by DJ Silvis. You can find more information, including transcripts, cast bios, and more, at monkeymanproductions.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter under Monkey Man Productions. All sound effects came from freesound.org. You can find notes giving further credit on our website. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. We couldn't make the show without all the people who provide financial support. You can donate to us through Ko-fi or buy some of our merch through links on our website. You can also support us monthly at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions and get extra perks as a thank you. We might even thank you in our credits. Today we'd like to thank Angela Eldred, Gregarious, Jennifer Cheng, Shauna Davian Den Otter, Tom Rylett, A Ninth World Journal, which is my friend David S. Deer, Alex Kirk, Bianca Woods, Dwayne Farver, Jeff Zylon, and Jonathan Kay for their contributions. We couldn't do this without you. Okay, we'll see you again in 2 weeks. Thanks for spreading the word around, and keep watching the moon.
Have you ever found yourself wanting more from life? A better job, perhaps?
This job makes me want to go on an old lady murdering rampage.
Excuse me.
Love?
I have 4 cats.
I'm allergic to cats.
Oh.
Money?
I don't need money. Oh, no, 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 no. Hey! Hey, hey, that is my car!
That is why you're here.
So they're testing some new treatments to counteract sleep deprivation or something like that. I think you have to show up to do some testing just so they can see how you're doing, but otherwise, easy money.
Because you have the vision to be so much more.
You're done. Did you answer all of it?
That was easy.
By any means necessary.
I am not putting up with this shit today. You should move seats right now.
Or what?
I can't let you call them. They're going to make me quit, and I don't want to quit.
I'm not going crazy. There it is again.
Gonsanto Industries expects great things from you, dear subject. Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Stay tuned for episode 2 of the Insomnia Project, due September 2019. And as always, your entire existence may be monitored for quality assurance.
Dang, it's really out here, huh? We're definitely not in Kansas anymore, Toto. Oh, wait, here's a driveway. Red brick mailbox, just like the lady at the courthouse said. Wow, it's even bigger close up. And holy hell, it's dusty in here. Where's the light switch? And nothing. Great. I need to find the fuse box. Good thing I thought to grab my flashlight just in case. Ah! Jesus Christ. Bats. Of course. Wonderful. Ah, that looks like it. Please don't have blown fuses. And let there be light. Sweet. Oh. Ugh. This place needs a major cleaning. Good thing I don't have asthma, I guess. Well, it's not gonna clean itself.
What's that? Laughing?
Nah. Of course not. I'm the only one here. I sure hope the water works. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
You've just listened to episode 0 of Disenchanted. Disenchanted is a brand new audio drama written, produced, and performed by me, Mel Hartman. You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/disenchantedpod.
And that's the Sonic Society this week. Be sure to join us again next week in 2020 as we consider How I Died. And no, that's not any sort of premonition about the food on the No Sleep UK tour,
thanks,
but rather a very fine podcast. You can find this very fine podcast on any of your very fine podcast catchers: Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. You can contact us through sonicsociety@gmail.com, through the Audio Drama Radio Drama Lovers or Sonic Society Facebook groups, or even on Twitter, @SonicSociety or @AstroTour2010. Until next week, I'm David Ault.
And I'm Jack Ward. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes, Happy New Year.
The Sonic Society is written and produced weekly by Jack J. Ward and David Ault, with original music by Sharon B. at SharonB.com. All features, interviews, and audio drama shorts are owned completely by their originators and provided to the Sonic Society by Creative Commons licensing. The Society itself originates from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.